If you have spotted pots not have holes, join us in this article to find out the advantages of using them and how to plant in planters. Without drainage holes, some time ago, when I was buying my new gardening scissors, a woman said, "Why do you sell pots without drainage holes?" The salesman answered, "You can drill holes in its bottom." I thought it was not the true answer. Hence, I've decided to write this post to tell you why some plant pots do not have holes. So, join me in this article to tell you about the advantages of using pots without drainage holes, how to plant in pots that do not have holes, what plants can grow in pots without drainage holes. Before diving into the reason for making pots without holes, I want to tell you about the importance of the drainage holes, because you must know these tiny pores are critical for the healthy growth of your plant. After that, I will tell you about the planters that don't have them. If you are ready, let's go. Do plants need a drainage hole? If you want to know why does my plant need a drainage hole, keep reading to tell you, except for a few aquatic plants. All plants need a drainage hole because roots, similar to foliage parts of your plant, need oxygen for their better growing. They must exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide with the air pockets in the soil. The drainage holes help your plant in two ways. One, they help the root to escape the extra moisture of the soil during overwatering. The air pockets of soil will be full of water. If this extra wet doesn't leave immediately, roots will suffocate. It will cause the root rotting and your plant will die. The drainage hole removes this extra water from the soil. Without them, your plant is under the threat of overwatering even if the top soil seems dry. The bottom may be soggy. The drainage holes allow airflow to circulate. It means more oxygen and carbon dioxide exchange between the root and the air pockets in the soil. When air contact with roots inside the soil, it stimulates them to more growing. 2. Preventing salt buildup in the potting soil. Tap water and fertilizers have a lot of various salts that they add to potting soil after every watering and fertilizing. If these salts don't leave the soil and concentrate in it, your plant will get poisoned. So, you will see the following symptoms: the white crust of salt on the topsoil. The tips and edges of leaves may turn brown. Now you have found out the importance of drainage holes. Let's answer the following question about the pots without holes. Why do some plant pots not have holes? Most of the planters have holes in their bottom. As you know above, they are very important in planting. But you may see pots without any holes in their bottom. Why are there pots without drainage holes? Most indoor gardeners prefer to plant in planters without drainage holes because these pots are leak-free, so they're always clean and nice to look at. There isn't any need to wash and clean the planter saucers. It is more important that large plants that pick up the pots to washing planter saucers are very difficult. The pots without drainage holes protect floors from damage due to they are leak-free. You aren't concerned about ruining the floor with drained water and soil. It is very critical about large plants such as indoor trees that moving the pots is hard. Can you add a new thing to our list about why do they make plant pots without holes? Please share your idea below this page. But which one is more important, the health of my plant or aesthetics? Both of them. Keep reading to show you the practical ways to plant in pots without drainage holes. How to plant in pots without drainage holes. If the drainage hole is very critical for my plant, can I use plant pots without drainage holes? Yes, in the following, you will find ways that let you have a healthy plant in a pot without drainage holes. 1. Use the pots without drainage holes as cashew pots, a pot within a pot. It is very easy. Put your planter with a drainage hole into a beautiful cashew pot. However, there is a point. After every watering, check the cashew pot and vacate the extra water to prevent waterlogged. 2. Planting in a pot without a drainage hole and with drainage rocks. If you want to plant directly in a pot without a drainage hole, you must add a lot of drainage rocks to the bottom of your pot and then put your plant into it. The extra water will pass through the soil and accumulate between the drainage rocks far from the roots. When the potting soil gets dry out, the extra water will transfer to the upper layers of soil again. The important tips are you have to avoid overwatering. During overwatering, your soil will get soggy and the drainage rocks cannot help you. Hence, you must know about your plant's water intake. Read the best practice for watering plants in pots without drainage. What plants can grow in pots without drainage holes? Okay, come in to answer some of the critical questions in planting into pots without drainage holes. Do all indoor potted plants need a drainage hole? What plants need drainage holes? What plants do not need a drainage hole? You cannot plant all indoor plants into pots without a drainage hole. There are only several plants that can thrive in planters without holes, such as succulent, snake plants, rough horsetail, Chinese evergreen, spider plant, ZZ plant, dung cane, pothos. You should know a lot of points about planting them before putting these plants in a container. Without pores, if you want to get familiar with more plants and tips you should read, flowers that don't need drainage holes, herbs that don't need drainage, small indoor plants without drainage holes, conclusion. Now you have found out why some plant pots do not have holes. You also understood the importance of drainage holes and learned how to plant in pots with no holes. You get familiar with plants that can grow in pots without drainage holes. Have you ever planted in pots with no holes? What is the name of your plant? Did you use Cashewpots pot into a pot? Do you think which one is better, planting directly inside a pot without a drainage hole or putting your planter into a Cashewpot? Please share your experience and ideas with our readers.